This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The head of the Missouri Department of Transportation wants lawmakers to move forward on a proposal to rebuild Interstate 70 between St. Louis and Kansas City. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the proposal centers on turning I-70 into a toll road.
MoDOT Director Kevin Keith told a Joint Committee on Transportation Oversight Wednesday that charging tolls would provide the best opportunity to pay for rebuilding I-70. But he acknowledges that it may not be an easy sell to lawmakers.
They're getting probably as many comments as positive as negative, and this is just something that we need to start the conversation about. I can't tell you where it's going to end up. I don't know everyone's personal opinion on it. We just think it's an option we're talking about.
If approved, I-70's reconstruction would include toll plazas between the I-64 and US 61 intersection at Wentzville and the I-470 interchange in Independence. Tolls would be collected for a period of years until the project's cost is paid for. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Department of Economic Development, or DED, says Missouri's unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since 2009. KBIA's Christian Bryan explains where the job growth is coming from.
The DED's October jobs report says the unemployment rate in Missouri dropped to 8.5% compared to the 9% national average. The report indicates 1,100 new jobs were created last month. Increases in jobs were led by schools, restaurants, hotels, administrative and support services, and wholesale trade. DED spokesman John Fougere says Missouri's wide range of industries and other factors contributed to the job growth.
We have a very diverse economy in Missouri, one of the most diverse in the United States. I think it's the fourth most diverse in the United States. We also have a state where that was not harmed as much by the kind of boom or bust housing cycle that really harmed the national economy in like 2008, 2009.
A significant number of increases were led by the leisure and hospitality industries. Amy Schneider is with the Columbia Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says the job growth also means people are starting to travel again.
With Columbia in general, because of our position in the middle of the state and because of the things that we have to offer, yes, we're seeing Columbia becoming more and more of a destination for people to come to.
Schneider says her office has seen a pickup over the past year and has been slowly bouncing back since a decrease in 2008. Christian Bryant, KBIA News.
And a new report says Missouri ranks 13th in the nation in the number of foreign students enrolled at its public and private colleges and universities. The report by the Institution of International Education says Missouri has over 15,000 international students this year, up 13% from 2010. Nationally, the number of international students grew by 5% over that same period. The University of Missouri-Columbia and Washington University in St. Louis each had enrollments of more than 1,900 foreign students, highest in the state. More than one quarter of the international students studying in Missouri came from China, the most of any country. By comparison, Missouri higher education institutions reported that more than 5,000 of their students are studying abroad.